There is a woman who went to a computer store and wanted to buy the latest computer. And the salesman, as is usual, talked it up quite a bit and said, "This computer will do half your work." She goes, "I would like two." Takes a while to sink in. Religion, sports, any human endeavor does not exist in the ether. It exists in humanity. All of us have been affected, some personally, some distantly, by what happened in Las Vegas. And although human violence is not new, when it comes in such abundance, we are reminded why the early Christians spoke of life as a battle, as something that needs to be taken sometimes by force of will and the grace of God. Because it's easy to speak about life as if we're on automatic, but we're not. We don't pray to God to tie our shoes if He gave us hands. God wants us to tackle and to struggle with the things that happen around us, and once again to realize that no human being is our enemy, but the evil that they choose to do is. Love the sin? No. Love the sinner? Yes. And as much as sometimes we would like to respond to violence by more violence, by anger, by frustration, by asking, where is God? He says, tackle the issue. Provide the good example. Pray for the sinner. Pray to God to help that is the sin that is within you. Because the violence that happens in society does not run only through society, but through every human heart. And every time we choose a violent response, an angry retort, or something that is smacks of revenge, we say, I have given up to violence. Our Lord and Master on the cross, the creator of the universe, the victim of an unjust court case, hanging on a tree, the victim of capital punishment, chose to love and respond in peace to a situation in which his life was being taken from him. But in the prayers about the crucifixion, the church says, on the night he was betrayed, or rather, gave himself up for the life of the world. When violence attacks us, we choose to give ourselves up in a creative way, in a peaceful way, where other people may say, what a foolish way to respond. What a foolish way to expect the world to change. We are not speaking of being victims, because the Lord has a beautiful saying in which He asks us to be clever as snakes, but gentle as doves. Learn the power of responding to violence in a peaceful way. A creative way. Nothing can be built by adding destruction to destruction, violence to violence, anger to anger. We perpetuate a cycle that has no end. But if we stand and if we say, look at religion in me, it functions in a real way, then the world does change, But we should not be surprised that often in Scripture it is called a battle. It is called a contest. It is called a struggle. This earth is called a valley of tears for a reason. But even then, we can smile because the Lord of resurrection, who has conquered death, is with us. And on the altar in the middle, you will see the Greek words, Jesus Christos, I-C-X-E-N-I-K-A. Look carefully at the altar. It means Jesus Christ is the victor, the conqueror. And evil is never conquered by evil. Violence is not conquered by violence, but good conquers evil. So even if they crucify us, we stand for a God of peace and mercy, a God that shows us how strong goodness is and how weak violence can be. Slava Isusu Hristu! Amen.